Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We just missed tying the record low this morning as it fell to 22 at DFW. We could be close to that number again tomorrow morning. For the latest on the forecast, check in with News Radio 1080 for traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 8s. Your top local stories this afternoon. A Tarrant County jury is well into its second day of deliberations in a death penalty case. KRLD's LP Phillips has the update.
The state's request to send 26-year-old Burnchance Mitchell to death row has been under deliberation since 11:30 yesterday morning. Mitchell killed 27-year-old Christopher Scott at a Quick Sack convenience store in White Settlement in January of 2017. Prosecutors say Mitchell not only killed Scott, he killed another man as a juvenile. He has committed several armed robberies. He has no respect for life, and he'll continue to pose a threat even in prison. The defense only has to convince one juror to vote against the death penalty for the sentence to default to life without parole. And at this stage, it appears there is at least one holdout.
Meanwhile, the U.S. Supreme Court will soon decide whether to hear the death penalty case of a Texan who claims he's innocent.
A jury convicted Rodney Reed for killing a woman in Bastrop County in 1996. He was sentenced to death 2 years later, but Reed says he's innocent. His lawyers say new witness testimony and forensic evidence show he's not the killer. They say Reed was having an affair with a woman who was engaged, and they believe her fiancé was the killer. Hundreds of people held a rally outside the governor's mansion in Austin last weekend, and a bipartisan group of 16 state senators signed a letter asking Greg Abbott to grant a reprieve to consider the evidence. Abbott has not responded. The Innocence Project is now representing Reed, and a hearing is scheduled tomorrow in Bastrop County. The Supreme Court is scheduled to hear a petition on whether to take the case Friday. Reed is scheduled to be executed next Wednesday. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Dallas Police Chief Renee Hall talking crime numbers with the City Council this afternoon. New figures show an overall increase of more than 4%, with crimes against persons up 6.5% through September. Homicide is up more than 21% from this time last year. Back in June, Chief Hall told the council the department was trying to slow the number of murders in the city.
We did an analysis to say that if each month is consistent with previous months of previous years, that we could be on pace for 228 murders for this year.
Some on the Dallas Council worry the chief is not doing enough to change the perception that the city has a crime problem. This year saw the return of the Dallas Police Vice Squad, which had been disbanded for a year for retraining and reorganization. North Texas forecast to drop into the 20s again tonight, and shelters and paramedics say they are ready. MedStar says it responded to at least 5 calls about cold weather exposure from yesterday evening into this morning. 3 people had to go to the hospital. MedStar's Matt Zawadzki says the ambulance provider enacts its cold weather response protocol anytime the wind chill drops below 25.
Which means that we respond to patients who are outside in an unprotected area with a higher priority to help prevent any type of a hypothermia or cold-related injury.
We have a list of ways people can protect themselves against the cold weather and signs of hypothermia at KRLD.com. Churches in Dallas say they've opened 2,600 beds for homeless people to escape the cold, but they're worried even more people are still camping outside. The Dallas Office of Homeless Solutions set up more than 200 cots at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center overnight. Both the convention center and churches say they will stay open again tonight. People flocked to Dallas's taco stop, but not everybody was there for food. KRLD's Bailey Friday explains.
For the last 5 winters, the little restaurant on Irving Boulevard has been serving up more than just tacos. When the temperatures begin to drop, owner Emilia Flores opens up a coat stop. A sign outside the restaurant says, "Are you cold? Take one. Do you want to help? Leave one." Flores tells NBC5 the support from the community is encouraging.
"The whole world is so polarized that we need to remind people that it just takes a little bit of kindness and awareness about helping others to change it."
With the cold snap upon us, every coat in the coat stop was gone yesterday by mid-afternoon. Today, Flores says a Richardson church is coming to replenish the stock. Bailey Friday News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Dallas-based Dean Foods, the nation's biggest milk producer, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The company's been dealing with falling milk sales for several years. Dean says it is now engaged in advanced discussions with the Dairy Farmers of America about selling virtually all of its assets. The headquarters of Dean Foods are located in the City Place development in Uptown Dallas. You've heard of bring your dog to work days. How about bringing your dog to the movies? Now you can. Here's KRLD's Susie Solis.
Now you and your four-legged BFF can enjoy movies together, not just on your couch, but at an actual theater. The new Canine Cinemas in Plano is unlike any theater you've been to. First, they serve bottomless free wine on Friday and Saturday nights. And then, of course, it's the world's first and only dog-friendly indoor theater. Owners are limited to 2 dogs per person and must bring their pet's medical records to their first screening. There's also a courtyard where pooches can, you know, do their business. After that, you and your very good boy or girl can hang out on their leather couches and watch the latest flick. Susie Solis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere. For the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.